What's up, Fit Fam? You're on my podcast, Ride Rain Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Milton from Team Flex. If you haven't been on Hunting here before, I don't know why, but I'm glad you're here now. And today I want to tell you a little bit about what our podcast is about. Basically, what I do on here is I don't come in with any specific plan, any specific thing, but I tell you how to get shit done, all right? I got a lot of different experiences working with different people, helping them get their goals, and I come on here to say, you know what? Let me try to get you that information, see what we can do, all right? So I ask you one favor, fam. You get anything out of my show at any point in time, just share it. My goal with doing the show is to help as many people as I can. I want to help the whole fucking world. You help me, help everybody else. It is it, you know, fucking trainers talking to you wherever you are listening. I appreciate you out there. All right, today I want to get into a topic that's come up, you know, my entire career. It's really come up my entire career, but I've seen it, you know, take a huge uptick over this past, you know, year 2020, coming into 2021, pandemic shit, all this shit going on, and I'm seeing it a lot more than I ever did. And it's, you know, crippling people, it's mentally debilitating people, it's taking people that could be doing amazing things and putting them in a spot where they don't even want to try, all right? And some of you are probably sitting here like, what the fuck is Coach Rye talking about right now? It's the game of comparison. All right, it's a game of comparison, and all of you probably like, ah, shit, damn it, I do that, damn it, I've done that, damn it, I work with Ryan, he's probably talking directly about me. And I'm gonna tell you straight up, okay, everybody has this fucking problem. I probably get 100 different messages a day, even from people I don't even coach, never have coached, may never ever coach, that have this problem asking me what to do, okay? So this is not even the first podcast I've ever done on comparison and what the fucking problem is with it, but you know what I said? It's time to dive back into the shit, because enough people I know, enough people that follow me, enough people that, you know, are associated with Team Flex in any way, they got this problem. And I'm gonna tell you, I think it's because of this whole last year, all right? Let's talk a little bit about what comparison really means and a few different ways it could come up. A lot of ways I see it come up, all right? Let's take the average everyday kind of lifestyle fitness goal, weight loss, muscle building, strength training, any of those things. You got that goal, you wanna get there, you know, you wanna lose whatever weight, you wanna build whatever muscle. You know, I'm talking to a lot of different people right now, a lot of different goals. What people tend to do today, because of social fucking media, they get on there and they look and they say, all right, well, I'm on a weight loss journey. Let me check that hashtag weight loss. Let me check that hashtag fat loss. Let me look at other people. And you see what they're doing. You start looking at what they're doing. You start seeing people that you say, oh man, shit, I'm not doing as good as them. I'm not as far as them. They're fucking beating me here. I don't know what to do. Well, if I didn't do it in that was a 30-day transformation. If I didn't do it in that time, I'm just not good enough. I shouldn't even try it. I'll just stay this way. This is what it is. Why would I even go after it? Same thing comes with guys, you know, girls trying to build muscle, people trying to get stronger. Come fucking competitors, all right? Let's talk about my next favorite type of person. The competitor, another type of client I work a lot with, you know. And what do competitors do, ladies and gentlemen? They compete. The entire fucking name of what they do is competing, right? They go to stage, they're doing, you know, bikini, they're doing wellness, they're doing bodybuilding, they're doing men's physique, whatever. You got your class, you got your competition goals, and now you start doing this shit, all right? And I know all you out here fucking do, don't tell me that you don't do this shit. As soon as you say, you know what, I want to do wellness, you can check that wellness hashtag. You follow all these top wellness people. They've been doing the shit longer than you've been alive. And you say, okay, why don't I look like them? Why am I not there? Damn, I'm not as good. I shouldn't even try. Why would I try? Just gonna embarrass myself. Those of you that got show dates, right? Promoters put hashtags up. They put shows up. They do all that kind of stuff. What do you fucking do? Don't lie to Coach Rye. I know what you do. You go click that fucking hashtag and you look and you're like, oh man, what the hell? This woman, she's doing bikini. I'm doing bikini. Oh shit, she might beat me. She looks better. She's looking, you know, she might have it. Dude's out here being like, oh man, that guy's bicep, his fucking shoulders, his lats way bigger. I'm totally fucked. shredded ass six pack abs. I'm screwed. Why would I even go? I'm not gonna go. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I need more time. I need to do this. I need to do that. And then you don't fucking get there. If you get there, it's a miserable experience, right? And here's the thing about comparison, ladies and gentlemen. I give you two types of people, but people do this with everything in their life. So even if you're not into either one of those fucking things, which I don't know why you listen to my podcast, if you're not. Not into fitness in one way or another, maybe you're just here for the mindset shit, which is just fine. But this applies to everything in life. When you start comparing, when you start looking at other people, when you start distracting yourself with other fucking people doing other fucking things, now you're taking yourself off track. The key in the world for solving any goal, achieving a goal, does not come from doing the practice, you guys. You're not going to lose the weight because you did the cardio and you did the nutrition. Yeah, you'll get somewhere with that. You're not going to get the trophy on stage because you did the cardio, you did the nutrition, you did the weight training, you did the posing. You know, all these are parts. But the mindset is what makes the difference. The mindset is what propels you to do shit that you didn't think you could do and achieve goals that you didn't fucking ever see possible for yourself. You gotta have the right mindset if you expect to be able to go into anything and get the most out of it, all right? And this is a tough fucking pill to swallow for a lot of people because most of you are doing this shit. Most of you get on there and you fucking compare yourself and you talk yourself down. You talk yourself that you won't be good enough. You get this fucking mindset where you're just beating the shit out of yourself all the time, and I'll tell you what, even if you do attain the goal, it's less than what it could have been. All right, hear what I just said. Even if you get there, which you can grind through that fucking shit. You can grind through the comparison of misery and thinking you're not good enough and you won't be there, and you fucking can still get there. Let me tell you, you can. I see it all the time. It happens. But I'll tell you what, I guarantee you, you're less good than you would have been. If you had the right mindset, if you didn't do this comparison shit, and if you realize what the fuck your goals are actually about. Ladies and gentlemen, your goals are not about competing against other people, even if you got competitor in the title of what you fucking do. Your goals are about you defeating yourself, looking at the fucking mirror today and saying, all right, here's where I am. I got a goal. Am I closer the next day when I look in the mirror? Am I closer that fucking next day? How do I look in the mirror and beat that fucking person today? Because if you did that every day, every fucking day you did that, every day you woke up, you gave it 100% saying, I'm going to be better. I'm going to do better. I got my own goals. I don't give a fuck what anyone else is doing. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I'm not going to look. I got my goals. How do I beat myself to get closer to that? And if you did that shit every day, then you wake up one fucking day and realize, holy fucking shit. I'm the kind of people that I was comparing myself to. The top people, the people you look up to and think are successful, the pros, the top people that got the most amazing transformations, the one that wins all the fucking shows, that's you. That's where you get. And you get there by beating yourself and creating a new level for you. A new level from where you are today, getting you somewhere that you didn't fucking fathom, and then beating the shit out of that too. That is what success is, ladies and gentlemen. A progressive realization of a worthy ideal, which means every fucking day that you accomplish your goals, you get closer, you do more, you do better. That is what success really fucking is. And a lot of you out here listening, you're not gonna know what to do with this. You might be in such a fucking negative mindset already, caught in this comparison game, that what I'm saying to you today doesn't have any fucking value. Because you're gonna hear it, and you're still gonna go do this shit. You're gonna turn this fucking thing off in 3 minutes when it ends, and you're gonna get your ass right back on Instagram and start scrolling and looking and comparing, doing the same fucking shit. You gotta break the habit. And here's how you do it. I wanna give you the exact do all. Here's what I tell people to do when I got clients or anybody else that I know that's doing this shit too much. I say, here's what you do. You fucking unplug. You gotta disconnect. You gotta break the fucking habit and change the fucking mindset, all right? And you can do this, honestly, mentally, in 1 second, if you really wanted to. You could quit the comparison shit in 2 seconds, click it right the fuck off if you really wanted to. But if you can't do that, because you just are not at that level where you can just click your mind off, which understand, I get it, I understand you. Here's what you fucking do. Go get your damn social media. Go get whatever the fuck it is that you compare yourself to people on. And get rid of the motherfucker. Take a break. Delete your fucking Instagram app. All right? Delete that shit. And it doesn't mean forever. Don't delete your whole fucking account. Get rid of the app so that you can take a little fucking break, a breather, and give yourself time. Give yourself 3 days. Give yourself 5 days. Give yourself a week, a fucking month. Whatever you need to get yourself back in the frame of mind where you realize the only thing that's going to get you forward is focusing on your own goals, focusing on your own self, focusing on how you can do those things better, and putting fucking effort in every fucking day. Every damn time you sit and you compare yourself to somebody else, anything they're doing, anything they've done, you are holding yourself back from the success that honestly could fucking beat them, that you could be ahead of them, right? Get rid of this comparison shit, ladies and gentlemen. Get rid of this idea that you even have to compare. Because when you stop comparing, nothing can fucking compare to you. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening to Rye Rant Radio. I appreciate this shit so much. Thank you for all being there. Do me a favor, if you like this episode, just screenshot it, share it, put it on your stories, tag at Team Flex. I appreciate it. My goal is to get as many people as possible listening to this. We got like thousands and thousands of listens every time we do an episode, but you know, I want to help as many people as I can. So if this helped you, please do that for me, all right? Thanks. Coach Rye is motherfucking